Just enough time to get in one last minute request.
Oh, operator, give me long distance. That's a precedent. Hello? Hello, We put an album together and we're releasing it next week. It's called Blowing Your Nose. It's got a psychedelic jacket. And it's called Blowing Your Nose. It's a gorgeous album cover, you should see it. It's grooving. You mean you call me up and tell me that? Groove it.
End of program, Van Morrison, another of his Bang Records demos. No, I don't think they're commercially available. I don't think so, but doesn't mean you can't find them. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. Just use your internet machine and you'll find it. Amy Annell with My Songbird, composed by Jesse Winchester. The Knights did the first movement of Last Round by Osvaldo Goliov. And that movement is described as macho, cool, and dangerous. Steve Leonard, guitarist from the group Man, did Nothing Is Happening from his solo album Iceberg. Before that, we heard Stifling Neglect, or it might have been Trench, doing Trench, or they might have been doing Stifling Neglect. Patrick Lundin, a.k.a. The Oblique Mystique, from a new 7-inch single that is intended to accompany an art exhibit of his. We heard Do the Mope. Ruth Edding in there, Button Up Your Overcoat. Dinah Washington with Our Love Is Here to Stay. Keith Jarrett did the Lisbon Stomp. Neil Young, If I Could Have Her Tonight, and The Clientele. George says he has lost his way in this world. Hey, almost 6 o'clock, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. I'm Irwin, back next, 2 weeks actually. Next week, the good doctor, Michael Anderson, filling in for me. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Hey, stay tuned for the first ever rebroadcast of the UCB show, 7 Second Delay, where Ken gets royally drunk. Program originally broadcast in December
2009. Brigade Theater, it's 7 Second Delay with your hosts Ken and Andy. Everybody clap! Tonight's guests are a man who does funny things and has written books about the funny things that he does. Everybody clap! Two actors who are not in the show, Oleana, but wish to God they were. Everybody clap! A man who starred in the television show that Andy wrote. Everybody clap! And a singer-songwriter who is very talented and is going to sing some songs that he wrote, that he made up all by himself. Everybody clap! And now, here's Ken and Andy. Everybody clap!
Welcome, everybody.
No, you are not dreaming. This is really happening, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, I've had 18 ounces of alcohol.
You've had a few.
And
more.
Andy is wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, believe me, I'm embarrassed enough.
Yeah.
I look approximately like Ken feels. Would you say that's true, Kenneth?
Yeah, it's true. People who listened 2 weeks ago heard our deal that I would be drunk, I would be legally drunk, and Andy would be in his underwear. So what I want to ask you all now is, if you believe that I am legally drunk, please applaud right now. Thank you very much.
Ken,
and
you've been doing...
If you believe that Andy is weaseling out of his obligation to be in his underwear, please boo very loud now.
Now, Ken, you... All right, I'll take the robot. But here's the thing. My daughter's here.
Oh, yeah, your daughter's here. Great.
Now, Ken, you've been doing radio for how many years?
Over 30 years.
I can't understand a word you're saying. You're just babbling. I don't know what you just said. How many years have you been doing radio?
Over 30.
Over what?
Over 30.
You're just, it's some other language. Have you ever been drunk on the air before?
Only very briefly.
Wait, why are we laughing? I completely forgot. Now you started drinking. You started drinking this afternoon
at 4:40.
You were drinking margaritas. Is that your drink of choice?
Yeah. Yeah.
You wanna say it? It's obvious that I'm in my underwear. But it's not obvious.
You're not in your underwear.
This is me in my underwear.
You have tighty whities under your boxers.
My daughter's here. My boss, yeah. Tony Shalhoub, is here. Give me a, for the love of Christ, give me a break. But we can't prove. How do we prove that you're drunk legally? You could be faking this.
I'm not faking it.
No, I don't believe you are either. No. It's very sad. You know what's very funny? It's 6:10 in the afternoon. I'm in my underwear, and you're drunk. So we're kind of married.
You got
this
your...
This is what it would be like if we were married.
You got your T-shirt on.
This is me.
Give me a break. Take your T-shirt off.
We'll get to that.
If you want Andy to take his T-shirt off, please applaud.
We're going to get to that. We'll build to it. Every storyteller knows you have to build to something, and yeah, that'll be our big third act.
Yeah.
Climax.
You're a weasel.
Yes. God, it's just going to be a long hour.
You're a ferret.
I don't have a co-host. I'm so scared. You're no use to me.
I would like to.
Pilots you read about on
Can
page
I have
six.
My bartender?
Oh, my God.
I think we
want to prove that.
Okay, 18. I've had 18 ounces of alcohol so far.
Okay, let's have another. Oh, my
and
God. Really
Jeff Moore, our bartender, is going to pour me another.
Ken says he's not a big drinker, but how many of you have your own bartender follow you around?
20 minutes before the breathalyzer.
I'm going to break the breathalyzer.
Okay, we're going to break that breathalyzer.
The breathalyzer device that I bought warned me that if I used it within 20 minutes of drinking, I would break it.
Are you the same guy, because you look like the guy, that was on the radio 2 weeks ago saying, you won't even know I'm drunk? Okay, we do have a police officer, courtesy of Tom Sharpling. He's a friend of Tom's. You know and love him as Officer Tom, and he's agreed to help us out. Officer Tom?
Let's hear it for Officer Tom.
We really appreciate you helping us out.
No problem.
Now, your job is pretty simple. Just verify that my co-host is of no use at all to anyone on the planet. What would you do, Officer Tom, if you pulled over a driver and he got out of the car and he was this gentleman? Would you be concerned just looking at him?
The gigantic grin would completely give it away. Most people are not happy to be pulled over.
Okay, we have a breathalyzer. It's probably the only radio station in America that has its own breathalyzer. This really is the station's breathalyzer. What does that tell? It tells you everything you need to know. Because it's a policy of the station. You have to be drunk, legally drunk, to be on the air. Okay. Do you want to take a? You want to administer the breathalyzer test? What would be the first thing you do, Officer Tom?
Well, I would verbally engage the suspect in conversation.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, verbally engage me.
I would have to ask if you can actually speak English.
I can speak English.
Did you graduate high school?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a command of the English language to a certain degree?
Absolutely.
All right. I wrote down my little tests here for you. Anyway, I'm going to just do a psychophysical mental test for you, okay?
I love psychophysical.
All right, here we go. Okay, it's quick here.
Let me speak on behalf of every other driver on the road tonight. Get him off the road.
We might have to get him off the stage soon, but anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, you're a bus driver, and you start off on your route, and your bus is empty. You pick up 3 passengers at the first stop.
Okay.
Okay? Then you go to your second stop, and you discharge 2 passengers.
Okay.
Just so you know, there's only going to be 1 question at the end of this test. At the third stop, you pick up 5 passengers.
Okay.
At the fourth stop, you discharge 2 and pick up 1.
Okay.
You with me?
Got it.
What's the bus driver's name?
Well,
I can answer that. I'm not drunk, Officer Tom. I'm just partially naked, which I could explain.
My name is Ken.
Your name is Ken.
Yes.
You got it right. I gave you too much time to think about it.
No, my name's Ken, absolutely.
Now, Officer Tom, we don't have a lot of time. Is there a physical test you would do?
Let's just start. All right. Why don't we do the breathalyzer first just to see where we're at?
Yeah, I think the battery died or something.
We don't need the breathalyzer,
okay.
Believe me. What does 58 mean? That's the number up there.
That means that it's 53 seconds away from being ready to give me a breathalyzer.
Okay, so we'll let Andy hold that for a second, and let me just hold your we'll do one-handed.
Okay.
Okay, I want you to tilt your head back.
Okay.
Keep your eyes closed.
I'll hold it.
Okay, I promise not to assault you at this moment.
Got it.
All right, I want you to hold out your right hand with finger extended.
Yes.
Head back.
Yes.
And touch the tip of your finger to your nose.
Wait, it took him a little, there was a little stutter there, a little try. What do you think, Officer Tom?
Yeah, that was pretty roundabout.
Yeah.
He took the long way to his nose.
Now, nose would be a cinch. It's as big as, it's as big as all outdoors. All right, what else do we do?
All right, well, we're trying to be radio friendly here. Ken, look at me.
Yes.
Open your eyes. Okay. Stand straight.
Okay.
And hold your arms out straight like this, both of them. And just hold your foot out like this, the one-legged stand. All right? That may not be radio-friendly, but I'm sure Andy can explain what's
going on here. Ken is hopping around, although not too badly. He's wobbling.
Yeah, he's totally wobbling.
I wouldn't cross a bridge if he was a bridge. Yeah.
Okay.
And our breathalyzer is ready to roll, good. Ken?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. He's breathing into this little...
Keep blowing.
Keep blowing.
Keep blowing.
And it's dead. He's broken.
Yeah, the thing's a piece of crap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to bring my breathalyzer.
Look at him swaying. He can't even stand up. I'm going to do the show alone. I'm really scared. Okay, so what would you say all the time? He would be off the road?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. He probably would have been swerving his car at that point that caused me to stop him. And you're definitely, you're drunk.
Well, Ken's going to drive. You're drunk. Thank you, Officer Tom.
You're very welcome.
I guess congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I've never been proud.
The only problem is.
Yes, Ken. The only problem.
In the morning, I'll be sober. And you'll still be in your freaking underwear.
That's true. Yeah. And I'll remember all of this, and you blessedly won't.
Remember every word of it.
I'll bet you a nickel you don't. Hey, listen, let's move on. We have a full show. We have a full plate. God help us and God help them.
Yes.
Oh, I have to do this alone. Let's bring out our first guest. Now the problem is you're the guy of the two of us that have read this guy's books. You were supposed to take point on this one.
Yes, I have read his books.
Okay, just say his name.
And I was already warned that I would have problem pronouncing the word biblically.
Okay.
he's the author of The Guinea Pig Diaries.
Yeah.
He's an editor of Esquire magazine.
Okay, and the Year of Living Biblically.
Yes, the Year of Living Biblically. Please welcome our next guest, AJ Jacobs.
AJ, hey, come on out. Hey, thanks for helping out here.
You should get up.
Don't point at our guest and yell, "Get up!"
Get up.
I don't think that's your guest.
No,
I
we're going to move. We have to move. Okay, Jeff,
no,
we can move a chair.
You should get up.
Ken, this
so
is
that A.J. Jacobs can sit down.
Ken, here you go. Oh, for the love of God.
No, you don't need two chairs.
I should explain. There's a woman on stage who's going to help us sell some books.
Male and females.
And Ken just pointed at her and yelled, "Get up."
Welcome.
You won't even know I'm drunk, said Ken. Let me begin by apologizing.
Oh, listen.
Again.
I was thinking, one of the parts of my book is about George Washington. And in doing research on him, I realized that all of our founding fathers were a bunch of drunks. They were all luscious. George Washington had booze for breakfast. He would have tea with rum. And John Adams, so, you know, Ken is a great patriot.
Except for the sense of honor stuff.
Yeah.
It's exactly
right.
Like that, yeah.
And leading our country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except for being a natural leader and having an inherent sense of decency. But he's got the lush part down. That's right, AJ. Now what? Now I guess I'm going to be talking.
No, this is great, Andy. This is great, Andy, because you have not read his books.
Oh, the guy who wrote, the guy who read your books is this guy.
This is my readership.
This is your, how proud you must be. I found a flaw in our plan, Ken. How would you describe yourself if you were sitting on a plane next to a stranger? How would you describe your books? You do stunts? Do you call them?
Sure, experiments, stunts, whatever you want to call them.
The year of living biblically. You literally live.
Right. This one was because I grew up with no religion at all. As I say in the book, I'm Jewish in the same way the Olive Garden is Italian. So, not very. But I wanted to learn about religion, so I thought one way to do it would be to actually dive in and live the Bible. So I wrote down all the laws, hundreds of them, and I followed, the Ten Commandments, love your neighbor. But also, Bible says you cannot shave the corners of your beard. And I didn't know where the corners were, so I just let the whole thing grow.
Sure.
And it was, you have a beard, but mine was sort of down to my navel. I spent a lot of time at airport security. and the Bible says you shall not wear clothes made of mixed fibers, so I got rid of all of my poly cotton. Bible says that you should stone adulterers. And by the way, drunkards, too. The Bible is... drunkards.
They're pretty tough on drunkards.
Yeah.
I love being stoned.
No, it's not that kind of stone, Ken. He's my co-host. I love you, Ken.
One of the chapters.
I love you, Ken. What did you, Ken, don't
AJ.
Even try to think. Ken, don't even try to think. What did you take?
AJ.
All right, I'm ready for this.
One of the chapters in your book, which I did read,
Ken,
which
not
Andy
speaking English.
Did not read.
I'm ready for you.
I'm sorry.
Did you write these questions sober or drunk?
Sober.
All right, that's a good sign.
What did you take?
It was about you outsourcing your life.
Yes, Ken enjoyed the chapter in your new book, where it's one of your quote experiments. You outsourced every aspect of your life.
That's right. I read about outsourcing. I got kind of jealous, so I decided to hire a team of people in Bangalore, India, to do everything for me. So they answered my phone, answered my email. They argued with my wife for me. They read bedtime stories to my son. So it was fantastic. It was a wonderful life.
You even argued with your wife.
I did.
Yeah, he said that.
And
that was 12 seconds ago, Ken. No reason for you to have retained that.
Hey, Ken, why don't you ask me about the time I outsourced my life? That would be a good question.
You know, we have a representative from your publisher here with, and she set up a table with some books. If anybody here wants to buy one, I'd love to buy your new book. I'm going to step up right now and buy it.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, why can't I?
You should not do that. Sit down.
No, Ken.
What are you
doing?
Okay,
if anybody, Ken, we're trying to sell some books.
Ken.
If anybody at least
45 people here.
Okay. If anybody would like to buy one of AJ's books, please step down. We have someone here that, and he would sign you. Would you sign a book as well?
Of course. I'd be
delighted. Okay. And what are you working on now, AJ?
Well, I am.
Oh, somebody, Julie, you should read this book. Young lady. What are you working on? What are you working on?
Among
now?
The other chapters.
No.
I just want to hear
Ken,
what
AJ has already left the building.
Let him do one more question.
Give me a piece of paper.
All right, go ahead, Ken.
I'm interested.
Yeah, we're interested. Here it comes.
Do you have time?
It's bubbling up to the top of his brain. Here it comes. You won't even know I'm drunk, Friedman. About to ask another question. Hey, so what? Now, what are you in the middle of another quote experiment?
Yes,
now?
He is.
Oh, little Kenny will be writing apology letters all week.
It's something to do with health.
Is that right, AJ?
Did you understand what he said?
No.
Yes,
I'm afraid to look at him.
It's got something to do with him
that's
being...
That's right. I'm trying to be the healthiest person alive, which involves...
Yes, health.
Yeah, I got it right. Which involves drinking. You are supposed to drink.
You are?
Not 12, 18 ounces of tequila, but one glass of red wine.
How long will this... yeah, of course, I've heard that, but how
one glass of red wine?
You're allowed to drink less than 16 glasses.
That's pathetic.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
God. How long
3 months, about 3 months.
And how do you
months.
Feel?
I feel
one
right.
glass.
I can't believe this.
I've had like 24.
I feel like
24.
I feel like I'm one of those passengers in one of those airport movies that just learned the pilot ate that bad food.
God.
And I don't know how to land the plane. Ken, I don't know how to do a show without you.
Do you have time for one more question?
I'm looking at Sabrina.
Yeah, we have one more question. Go ahead, Ken.
I'm looking at Sabrina, who's supposed to tell me how much.
Oh, we have. Oh, we're out of
left.
We are out of time, but we're not going to leave till we sell
and
a
there's
book.
No
Won't
time
somebody
left.
Come down and buy a book? There yes. we go. We're selling a book.
All right.
Would you like AJ to autograph it? Oh, and Tom. Oh, our friend Tom Sharpling's here. That means I think that means we're in real trouble. Jesus he Christ. Loves to see Andy and his train wrecks. Okay, and we're selling some books. Would you like AJ to sign it?
Okay.
On the air? Sure.
Yeah, on the air.
Oh, that'll be
I
good
promise
radio.
Every author that will sell a book.
Excellent. Excellent. All right.
Books.
I'm ready.
I actually will buy one, too. Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
And I want to thank you so much, and I want to apologize. Ken, don't you want to apologize?
Yes.
Isn't this help me. It's going great. Yeah. Well, fortunately, this is happening. The one show we have two understudies in the audience. So we may end up calling one of them up.
All right.
Oh, God.
Rebecca.
Oh, yeah. You're around? Okay, well, maybe. We'll see. If you hang out.
And
a guy
AJ
just
Jacobs.
Said, I'm a rat. Okay, now say thank you, AJ.
Thank you, AJ.
Okay.
And okay. good luck on your next book, which has something to do with living healthfully. Am I correct?
You are.
Thank you, AJ.
We talked about it a couple of minutes
yeah.
ago.
Thank you, AJ.
Not at all. Thank you, guys.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
Good God.
On behalf of myself and every member of the human race, I am so sorry.
You should take off your goddamn T-shirt.
Somebody has to be somewhat responsible tonight. Oh,
if anybody out there wants to take Andy off his goddamn T-shirt,
no,
please, boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, we'll get
there
to that.
There you go, Andy.
Oh, God. I'm really embarrassed. Okay.
Take your T-shirt
I
off.
Will. We'll get to it, Ken. But I sleep like that.
No, you don't sleep like that.
I do.
No,
all
you...
Right.
Hey. You don't even have tidy whities on.
Ken, please don't be grabbing for my boxers. Anymore.
Ah.
Those days are over. And this will be on YouTube. Is that right, gentlemen?
Yes.
Oh, Ken.
Okay.
Would you like to bring out our next guest?
I would.
There's one of my favorite plays is currently on Broadway.
Oleana. By David Mamet.
By David Mamet?
Yes.
And the stars of the play are unavailable. We couldn't reach them.
No, those freaking healthy people.
Right. But we do have, so we have the next best thing. We have their understudies. Let's welcome Blair Baker and Marty Lodge.
Yay!
I am so sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I am so... Usually he's the one apologizing for me.
No, I'm so glad.
Ken.
I'm so glad that you're the one apologizing.
I can only imagine what your wife and children in the third row are thinking. I can only imagine. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Well,
so
I wasn't nervous about doing this until now.
I know. I know. So Oleana is in what theater?
We're at the John Golden Theater on 45th and 8th.
And you say we. That's how you talk about the project.
Yes, the royal we.
The royal we. And you were the understudies for, I'm sorry, and the actors on stage tonight are?
Bill Pullman and Julia Stiles.
Bill, and how are they doing? How are they feeling? Are they on stage tonight? Or do you know so far today?
They've already done a matinee today, and they're getting ready to do another one.
Now, are you like on call? Do you have buzzers with you and or like cell phones that you can't turn off? And
well, kind of. I mean, we have to show up at the theater every night for fight call. And we stay until the last line of the play.
You don't show up. It's not like jury duty where you show up and then leave early.
No.
The good old days on Broadway, you could call in at 7:30 and see if they were there and then just go about your business. But now we have to be there. So in case Bill stubs his toe in scene 2, I'll come on and do scene 3.
But he never does.
No,
he never does.
No, they're quite healthy.
And tell me about the life of it. Now, you also were there on the study in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Have either of you appeared in Oleana yet? No. So you're like a case of fire.
We've done over 100 performances, and
you've watched over 100 performances.
Well, we've been at. Yeah. We've watched at least 50.
Yeah.
I have a question.
No, he doesn't.
I just hope
he doesn't.
I hope our segment is over before the
projectile vomiting begins. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have a question. For the love of God, he doesn't have a question.
I really am.
Oh, unfortunately, your mic is faulty, Ken, and it might be turned off, unfortunately.
Do you get paid the same amount?
As each other?
No, if you went on... Yes.
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 Each other.
No. Do you get paid... If you went on stage tonight, would that be an extra few bucks for you?
Yes.
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 Okay,
so how much
make
do you
a weekly,
get paid?
We don't ask how much they get paid, Ken. Okay. Sober people, adult people, don't ask that.
No,
I'm so sorry.
I can tell you though,
this will be another in a series of apologies. I am so sorry. So you've been with Oleana in Los Angeles. It's been 6 months, and Oleana has another. A week?
Another
six performances.
Yeah, based on tonight's news cycle.
What?
That sounded almost like English. Good for you, Kenny.
Do you want to try
again? So you have six performances left. Yeah. Now tell us honestly, what is life like? Is it frustrating? Is it... Let me assure you first off that no one is listening to this, and so you can speak as freely. What is that 6 months like?
Yeah, it is frustrating on that level that we've worked so hard to learn this play and have it ready to go, and then nobody ever gets to see it. But at the same time, it's a great job because we're really getting paid not to act.
Essentially,
I see. Now, if you did get the call, say tonight, do you have like a list of calls that you'd make, like mom and sisters and husbands? Well, and
yeah, early on,
you have 20 minutes to get to the theater.
Well, I did. What I did was, in the age of technology, on my iPhone, I have a draft letter ready to go, so that if I found out that I was going on, I would just press send, and so 500 people would know immediately.
But you only have six chances left.
Now, is it like I can tell you? Is it like I can tell you from experience when Little League, when there's only one game left and there's a fat kid on the bench that hasn't played, they put the fat kid in. Now there are six performances. I can tell you, unfortunately, I know that from. Now there are six performances left. Is there a policy on Broadway that
you're calling them the fast? You're calling them.
That's my analogy, Ken. I'm not calling them the fat kids on the bench. I'm not. But is there a tradition in Broadway on Broadway that the understudies get a shot?
No, it doesn't look that way.
No.
Yeah. You're the fat.
I know.
Well, you know, I know you didn't approve this, and I know this isn't something you wanted us to do. I know it's over your objections, but we do have We did want to help you, right, Ken?
Yeah.
We wanted to help them get on stage. We wanted to do something because we're rooting for you. And we have a gypsy here that can put a curse on
Bill Pullman.
On Bill Pullman. I can't believe I blanked and you got it. Dear God. It's the bizarro world of the bizarro world. Bill Pullman and Julia Stiles. Is our gypsy here?
Yeah, she's here.
What is the name of our gypsy?
I don't know.
Anna. She doesn't want to say her last name. Anna. Now, I know this isn't something you would ever wish. You would never wish Bill or Juliet harm.
God, no.
God, no. Say that again. Let me hear you say it.
God, no. No, they're both fantastic.
Yeah, they're both fantastic. And you certainly would hate to see them get the flu or twist an ankle.
Oh, God, that would...
Say that. Say that. I want to hear you say that.
I would hate to see that. Yes.
Let's say it again.
Oh, man. If anything bad happens...
I would hate to see that as well.
You would hate to see Juliet
Stiles?
Yeah, no, they're so nice.
Yeah, they're very nice. Unfortunately, they're so nice.
That would be so terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the bus driver
is drunk. It would be like...
The bus driver's drunk and the brakes are stuck.
It would be like we were...
Somebody stop this bus.
It would be like we were...
Yes, Kenny. Let's bring Anna up. We do have she's a real witch. We want to say hello to her.
It would be like...
I can't believe I'm doing this solo.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Oh, so nice of you to help us out.
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
I'm going to put a curse on
Anna
him.
Anna Heckler.
Yeah, we... Yeah,
I'll take
that's
it.
What Ken needs now more than anything, a curse on him.
Yeah, curse him.
What can you do for our two? First off, how long have you been a practicing witch?
7.5 years.
And do you call yourself a witch?
No, I prefer a mistress of the dark arts.
Mistress.
We'll say witch. For the love. We don't have all the time on earth.
She's a mistress.
She's a mistress of the dark arts.
Yeah.
And she's scared of you, Ken. And what can you do? We don't want any permanent harm to come to Bill and Juliet. God forbid.
No.
But we'd like to give our friends here a shot at on the big stage, on the show, they call it. That's what on the big stage, I guess, on Broadway. What can you do for them?
So it's against my practice to wish permanent harm on anyone.
Yeah, of course. But what can we do?
So what we're hoping to accomplish here tonight is a mild case of laryngitis.
Can do. Perfect. Home run.
Yeah, they cannot perform.
God, if this works, this will be like the hit of YouTube.
Form of laryngitis.
Yeah. Now I have to apologize to a witch for my co-host. That's where I am in my career.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing to the witch. Now, the witch is putting down...
Your apology is not really sincere.
Okay. You're putting down... What are you putting down?
So you're so pathetic.
Ken! Ken!
You're so
seriously
pathetic that you can't even apologize to a witch.
All right. Please tell me, Anna.
Oh my God!
All right, so
I'm
these
so
are
drunk.
These are fetishes. They're symbols of the spirits that go with each of the directions and the elements of Earth.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to say a brief incantation to each of the directions and each of the elements.
One is for Bill, and one is for. Okay.
No, I'm going to do them both together.
Okay. No. Okay.
And I'm going to blow a small amount of herbs in each direction.
Oh, great. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Thank you, man. She's okay.
All right.
Is this making you uncomfortable?
Only mildly.
Oh yeah.
That's what we do. That's our trademark.
We'll
making
be
our guests mildly uncomfortable.
We'll be apologizing later.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. See the picture of the villain. Okay. Here we go. Go ahead, Anna.
God.
Do your darndest.
Okay. I'm going to need a...
God, what if this works? I would be just thrilled. I know you would have mixed feelings, but I would be leaping... finally. Okay, here we go, and we have some scary, spooky, spookhouse music.
Yeah. I will need complete silence from the audience and the hosts.
Good luck with Ken.
Come.
Okay.
Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay. King Boreas of the North Wind, by the powers of Earth, I call you to carry my wish to the northern quarter... And by the powers of the gnomes, I ask that you smite with a plague of silence the voices of Julia Stiles and Bill Pullman so that our fledgling subjects may thrive.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
King Urius of the East Wind, by the power of air, I call you to carry my wish to the eastern quarter, and by the power of the sylphs, I ask that you smite with a plague of silence the voices of Julia Stiles and Bill Pullman so that our fledgling subjects
Could
may
I add
thrive.
Ken to that list real quick?
Oh, it's not
And
gonna,
Ken.
I'm
and
afraid
Ken.
It's not going to work now.
Because I said something?
I told you I'd need complete
okay,
silence.
Okay, start over. Just do it quick. Start over. It has to work.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm going to make it quick. Converse to the north wind by the powers of the earth. Okay, the plague of silence, the voices of both wind and the earth. Okay. King Urius of the east wind, by the power of air, I ask you to carry my wish to the eastern quarter, and by the power of the sylphs, I ask that you smite with a plague of silence the voices of Julia Stiles and Bill Pullman so that our fledgling subjects may thrive.
Jesus Christ.
King Notus of the south wind, by the powers of fire, I call you to carry my wish to the southern quarter, and by the powers of the salamanders, I ask that you smite with a plague of silence the voices of Julia Stiles and Bill Pullman so that our fledgling subjects may thrive.
You hate salamanders. Why?
Do I have to start again?
No, you don't. No.
Why do you hate salamanders?
What a great question. What a great question, Ken. What a perceptive and great question.
King Zephyrus of the West Wind, by the powers of water, I call you to carry my wish to the western quarter, and by the powers of the unicorns, I ask that you smite with a plague of silence the voices of Julia Stiles and Bill Pullman so that our fledgling subjects
Power.
May thrive.
Jesus Christ. Power of the...
No, Ken.
And now...
Power
Ken.
Of the unicorns. What a bunch of crap.
A quick...
It's a, I should explain to Anna, it's a listener-sponsored station. Go ahead, please.
Just,
oh
I can't guarantee that this will work.
It'll
now,
work. No one pays attention
yeah,
to the
it'll
kid.
Work.
One brief and final incantation in Latin. Expungo lumen, nilis lux, vis levis, luciens nux.
Mazel tov. Hey, congratulations. You better get uptown.
Yeah, we better get to this work.
No, they both have laryngitis. Haven't you heard? Oh, Blair
thank
and Marty,
you
thank you so much, and good luck to you. And we'll see you on Broadway either sooner rather than later, I know, in one way or another. Thanks very much. Okay. Thank you, Anna. That was great. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
And now comes... Now comes the most embarrassing part of the night. There's someone I respect here.
Yeah. The person who you would not remove your T-shirt for.
Yeah. When I heard that this guy was here, suddenly this whole underwear drunk thing became...
Please welcome.
No, please welcome. Please welcome my friend and my partner and the man who's putting all my kids through college.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub. Tony, this is Ken Friedman.
This is so embarrassing. I don't
imagine how I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it answers the question, why does Andy stay 2,000 miles away when he's working on the show? Have a seat.
Thank you so much. You know, you were a little coy about this, I have to say. You underplayed this. I mean, I did
yeah,
not,
he really underplayed.
No,
this.
I just didn't realize how glamorous this was.
Yeah, no, it's like
honestly. Yeah.
I know you've been sitting there with Brooke just pinching yourself.
I mean,
is this a
this.
Dream? I know.
Just,
I know you're in New York to do publicity for the finale.
I am, and I'm not getting paid for it. You know what's up?
I guess you're doing it for the love of the project.
Must be it. I actually am doing well. The opportunity to see you in your underwear.
I am really.
I want you to know.
So.
That, I want you to know.
Sorry. Here's a list of things I'm sorry for.
No, really. Like this.
One.
This is the last time.
That's enough.
You two are going to be available to be seen before the end of Monk.
Ha ha ha!
He lost me. I do want to let you know, though, that I probably wouldn't have come if...
Tony.
If you had been drunk in
Tony.
Yeah, I know.
That would
Believe
been,
me, what, you lucked out.
That would have
got
Tony
the better
step too far. Yes.
What's on the box?
Sorry?
I need to know what's on the box.
Well, he means what's on the tape.
What's on the tape?
We saw the end of part
the
one.
The VHS tape. I mean, I can't...
You know what's funny? We
I
could tell Ken, and he wouldn't remember. Yeah. This is the one time I actually would tell you a secret, Ken.
Yeah, what? What is it?
You know, I don't know. I haven't seen
what
it.
What are you... Oh, you're going to love
God,
it.
Man.
The finale airs this Friday. I'm actually quite proud of it, and I
this
hope...
This Friday night.
Oh, Ken.
At what time? 10 o'clock?
He's usually the straight guy.
Wow.
I know. My world makes no sense.
Oh,
and Ken's world, I can't even picture what Ken's world is. Now, what is the question you're sick of answering? How do you feel? I get that all the time. How do you feel after 8 years?
Jesus
do you get that
Christ.
All the time?
The one I'm so tired of answering
Holy
is, are you like your character?
But that's good.
I've been answering that question for 8 years.
And what is your stock answer?
I change it every time.
Do you? Oh, my God. I can't.
Maybe that's why they keep asking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, really, are you like your character? I've been getting asked, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel all week? I think people want me to be broken and depressed, and I think that's the answer they want.
You look kind of broken and depressed.
Yeah, I know. I can't. This is too sad. But how do you feel?
Thank you
how,
for wearing another layer under those, by
the
way.
It's my Hanukkah gift to you, yeah. That second layer of...
You know, I've had a funny thought when Anna was up here doing the incantation.
Yes.
That maybe 8 years ago, you put a curse on me.
Yeah, to
did
get you stuck in
here?
That show.
Did you have her here and invoke my name?
Now, have you ever worked as an understudy?
Yes, I did. I did once on an off-Broadway play. I can't remember the name of.
Did you get on stage?
I did not. I did not get on stage.
You never just... do.
What was that, Kenny? I'm sorry.
No, I said they never do.
Well, they do. In movies,
no,
you go
never.
Out a, you
never,
go out an,
never,
an unknown
never.
And you come back a star. I mean, there are legendary Broadway stories.
Kenny, Andy said I was only going to have to be up here for 5 minutes, so you're going to have to. You're slowing us down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sorry.
Dude, you're usually, derailing the train.
He's usually the guy
I
saying...
I apologize, Tony Shalhoub.
This is unreal.
Now you can apologize for mispronouncing my name.
Yeah. No, I mostly...
But we raised over $450 last week.
No.
Well, money well spent.
We pronounce $11,000.
What? I can't understand it.
I don't know. It's just too sad. So, what? Oh, I can't even. My little brain is.
No, Andy.
Yeah, Kenny. Kenny, please no.
Go ahead.
Andy, I before I leave.
No.
You go right ahead.
I just want to say, excuse me. Just want to say, I'm going to miss you. That's really a genuine, heartfelt.
Man,
I'm going to miss you. Don't call me.
I know your number's already changed.
Don't let
this
Kenny
is
to
like
call
the
me.
Last time that you two guys are ever going to be publicly together.
With you. Yeah.
Never.
That's true, Kenny.
Well, actually.
That's true, Kenny. Well, I hope we'll work again. I'm having withdrawal already from the show. It was like a family, and I know you feel you get attached to the crew and the rest of the cast.
Now, you used to always tell me how Tony Shalhoub is my meal ticket. Tony Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub is the reason why I can do a $1 million renovation of my kitchen.
Now, you've been interviewed a lot, Tony. Would you say this is the worst? Could it possibly be worse?
It's right down there.
Yeah,
right
it is.
There.
The, I, I can't imagine. I can't imagine it going worse. What is next? What is next for you? Do you have, like, I've been sort of dealing with the end of Monk by looking ahead. I've been writing other projects, planning signs, sort of just my therapy. How have you been dealing with it? And do you have stuff you're looking forward to?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God. This is unbelievable. I'm so glad this didn't happen, like, say, between seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd never get you on the phone.
It would have been recasting. Recasting.
I know, it would have been.
In the near term, I'm going to be doing a play on Broadway with my lovely wife,
Brooke. Oh, Brooke is here. Oh, great. Okay. We're there.
We met. Point of interest.
Point of interest means you don't talk. Point of interest.
Yeah, put a sock in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We met doing a play on Broadway 20 years ago.
Okay. Are you...
I gotta go.
No, don't go.
He dropped his drink.
I did us all a favor. And she will be appearing with you again 20 years later?
Yes. On Broadway.
And the name of the play?
Lend Me a Tenor, a revival.
Oh, revival of that. Oh, great. Yes.
And Stanley Tucci, our friend, is directing it.
Now, will that be in the spring? When is that up?
Rehearsals in February, previews in March, opens early April.
We're there, and by we, I mean everyone here except Ken.
Thank you. We're there.
And I want to thank you so much for coming by, and I am so mortified. I've never said that word out loud before. So.
Well, you know, I live for that. I live for you being mortified.
Tony, thank you very much, and I'll see you next week.
So
we're doing
sorry.
DVD commentary.
Yeah.
I'll be dressed.
Bring Kenny.
No, I won't.
Goodbye,
bring Kenny.
Tony.
But I'll bring my pants.
Say goodbye to Ken.
Ken. Now, Ken, I've just made a decision.
What?
This next guest is your friend. You booked him. I'm going to let you take
John
it from here.
John Darnielle.
Yeah. The show is... I'm handing you
he
the keys to the bus.
He is the pleader of the band The Mountain Goose. And... thank you, John.
You're quite welcome. I want to say this is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my life anywhere. And I've been to a lot of places and seen a lot of things. But like 50% of my songs are about situations like two people on a couch in this kind of deal. Only without the audience, but they think there's an audience, so it's the same deal.
There's no audience. Oh, God.
This is killing me. Can we change this to... If I could cancel the Brooklyn show, could we change this to a marathon thing and just do this?
Hang on a second, John. Where are you performing later tonight?
I mean, seriously, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah.
I'll be
sure
at the Bell House. I'll be at the Bell House in Brooklyn. I'm taking
yes,
a
fan. Yes, the Bell House
in Gowanus, Brooklyn. Yes, sir.
Oh, they have such crappy. Yeah, great. No, I love the Bell House.
Who doesn't love the Bell House?
No, everybody loves the Bell House.
So.
So, Officer Tom, you think he's really drunk?
And you have an album?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do indeed.
And it somehow relates to the Bible.
Yes, sir, it does, yes.
How?
Well, it's called The Life of the World to Come, which is taken from, I think, the Nicene Creed, although somebody corrected me on that recently, so I called it the Apostles' Creed. But The Life of the World to Come is the last line of the creed that you say in church every week. We look for the resurrection of the dead.
You don't accept the Bible.
Well, define accept. I mean, I don't.
No, Ken, don't define accept.
No.
Life's too short.
I insist that we have Ken define accept.
But fine.
Ken, don't define. Ken can't define bus right now.
I can. I can define accept.
So no, I.
Why the hell did you define an accept?
Why did I define
Bible?
The Bible?
When you don't believe in the Bible. Why? Tell me.
Maybe, John, you can answer it in song.
Well,
John,
no, the thing is that, like, the thing Maybe is, John, like, I've been doing interviews since August on this album, and this is, like, so much the zenith, right? This is just, like, all the other interviewers were just preparing me for what I would get, you know? No, the thing is, like, I'm an ex-Catholic, but at the same time, like a lot of ex-Catholics, I really, really keenly wish I had what the people who believe have. Like, it's like when I go to church, and I still go, you know?
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
and
yes.
I pray the rosary, too.
Yes.
Come on. Give me a break.
I do. You come to North Carolina, I'll take you to my church.
You don't believe in that crap.
Okay. John.
Give me a break.
Okay. John, is there a song? Is there a song from the album that might...
give me a song.
Well, actually...
That might help us get past this.
Oh,
this,
God.
This song actually is kind of one of the more anti-Christian
good.
Great. That's right. I'm gonna make the drunk guy listen to me tune. There we go. Okay. So this is actually a song. It's about trying to make your way with a different sort of belief system in a world that's been
over. Yeah, kind of like Ravi Shankar.
Kind of like Ravi Shankar, yes. It's about trying to make your way in a world that's kind of been overrun by Christians and megachurches. It's called
I took the mic from Ken's hand.
First
Ken
Samuel 15:20. Back.
Now everybody's listening, Ken. What a nice time to listen. The listening time.
I became a crystal healer, and my ministry was to the sick. Creeping vines would send out runners and seek me in their numbers. I sold self-help tapes, go down to the netherworld, plant grapes. And as word spread of my powers, they would seek me far and wide. All sad faces at my window, I would welcome them inside. I sewed clothes for them, cloaks and capes. You go down to the netherworld and plant grapes. For all people who have nowhere to go. My supply of shining crystals, a shield against the snow. There's more like me where I come from. So mark our shapes. Go down to the netherworld. Plant grapes!
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, all the songs, it's a song cycle. Is that how would you describe the new album?
I can kiss you because everybody else likes to use the term concept album, which I've always thought of as kind of a bogus term. You know, I mean, every album is a concept album in some sense or another. The concept is that it's an album. You know? But it is sort of a thematically linked, sort of loosely thematically linked.
And what is the theme of the album?
The theme is that everything relates to a Bible verse in some way or another. They're all titled after Bible verses.
The thing.
Hang on. Do you want to ask him what he has against salamanders?
No. The theme is that.
And are you? You've been touring with your band?
Yeah, we've been on tour. Almost continuously since October 6th, but I was home for...
And he's done with So Sick of...
I'm done with So Sticka.
The guy who doesn't know anything about you or your music is now in charge of the interview.
That's cool.
I'm really sorry.
No, I'm telling you now, when I go, I mean, we're all, in my band, we're all huge. Well, two of us are huge WFMU fans, and the other one's Philly Boy Roy. And yeah. And we're
Philly
all.
Philly Boy Roy.
Is my drummer, right? So, and when I tell them what happened here, they're going to wish they had been here instead of at Soundcheck.
Yeah. That's funny, because I'm going to wish I was anywhere else.
At Soundcheck, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
We could have arranged a trade.
Why don't you take your T-shirt off?
Our contract is broken.
Good God.
Where will you be performing next, and how can we help promote?
Well, it's sold out. It's tonight at the Bell House. It's a small place.
But let's go. Let's have everyone go anyway. So there'd be a little mob scene out front.
Yeah, tonight.
Where
are you gonna be performing?
Well, Ken, I'll tell you. Should ask. No, it's at the Bell House. It's a small room. Apparently, it's the last night of the tour. We're really excited. It's been an amazing tour. We've been touring with Final Fantasy, who makes such beautiful, incredible music. He's a great violinist. I go home for, I think, a whole week.
Did you say violinist?
Yeah. I said violinist. Check me out.
What's even more amazing is you said violinist.
Good God.
My guitar has also been drinking. I think I'm trying to get this in tune. I had to leave my normal guitar for soundcheck.
We have enough time for another. Do you have another song off the new
album? Not off the album. I wanted to play an old one.
Okay.
I wanted to do something for you that there is a really unfortunate tradition of people... what I'm going to call in the future, kenning themselves at my shows.
Yes.
And then they like to
yell. Wedding themselves?
Kenning.
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 Yeah, getting
kenning.
Really drunk.
Yeah. And,
getting embarrassingly drunk.
And then they yell for this song, and I really, the chances of me playing it during a normal set are pretty much nil, because it's from sort of back in the days when my songs were more about getting laughs than whatever they're about now.
But John, even though it's an old song and Ken might know it, we don't sing along, do we?
No.
No. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to get the ground rules straight.
I don't know.
Okay, let's say no.
God.
Okay, here we go.
I also haven't played or practiced it in a long time, so I'm hoping this goes well. It is a song about back when I was a teenager. They opened a market in my town called the Bang Luck Market, and like all teenagers, it was like, because I had never seen such a thing before, I assumed it was entirely unique in the world, and I was the first one to notice it was cool, right? And we would go there and look at all the stuff from the Philippines and Thailand and think all these products were very bizarre. And one day I bought some peanuts because the little guy on them looked so handsome and hopeful. And I wrote a song in praise of them for Paul Lucas, who used to do a zine called Beer Frame. That's the end of that story. This is called Golden Boy. You must try to lead a good life. You must do unto others as you would have them do, so that when you die, you'll find Golden Boy peanuts waiting in the afterlife for you.
There are no Pan-Asian supermarkets down in hell, so you can't buy Golden Boy peanuts. There are no Pan-Asian supermarkets down in hell, so you can't buy Golden Boy peanuts. At all times, and you will find that your efforts have brought you great joy. When your shade's down there munching on that Golden Boy, there are no Pan-Asian supermarkets down in hell. You can't buy Golden Boy peanuts there, but the streets of heaven are lined with shelves, and there's billboards of the Golden Boy.
We want to apologize to the following people: John Darden, John Danielle, Tony Shalhoub, Anna Arwitz, Marty Lodge, Blair Baker, understudy, AJ Jacob, Officer Tom, everyone in our listening audience, everyone here. Who else do you want to apologize to, Ken? Ken, you want to say anything at all as we sail away?
I love.
Thank you. Okay. We hope you enjoyed this voyage on the Titanic with us. And we'll be back here in January.
Terminal Room K filed.
Greatest interview of all time.
January 10th.
Thank you.
January 20th.
Yeah, we'll be back here January 20th.
Yes.
I'll tell you who won't be back.
Not me.
AJ Jacobs, Marty Lodge, Blair Baker, Tony Shalhoub, John Danielle will not be back.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan.
Megan.
Thank you, Megan, back at the studio, and all of our producers who work behind the scenes. And
Mike,
and your bartender.
Mike and Andrea.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
We've got to be off the
air. I'm just trying
to. If there's a God in heaven. And kids, don't drink alcohol. Ethel is not a lady. This is a cautionary tale. Stay in school, say no to drugs, and don't drink. And we'll see you next week.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.
People look around you. What do you see?
Children don't.